to Cat Crazy. I'm Tracy Hotchner, and I am crazy about cats and the people who care for them. I'm going to be here every week with answers to your questions about living with your kitty. The number to call with any questions you might have is 888-429-5471. And I'd like to thank our sponsors and let you know I've invited these companies to be here because I believe in them and use them myself. Please show your appreciation for their support by becoming a customer yourself. And Whole Life Pet will send you a free sample box of freeze-dried protein treats for cats and dogs if you send me your mailing address to radiopetlady@gmail.com. There's a whole week's worth of wonderful live pet shows I co-host on our own Radio Pet Lady Network. Stay tuned for Dr. Donna on The Expert Vet right after this show. We have an amazing story to talk to you about tonight. Cat Crazy is a production of Eight Paws LLC, which is solely responsible for its content. My number again is 888-429-5471. That's 888-429-5471. Be smart, call early, get your questions in. I'd love to hear from you because I have a fabulous announcement for you tonight. Dr. Elizabeth Hodgkins, who was the official vet of Cat Chat on Sirius XM with me for 7 years, a station, a channel which no longer exists and therefore the show doesn't exist, has joined me here tonight and is going to be the official vet of Cat Crazy. Dr. Elizabeth, I love you and so do all of the cat lovers that followed all of your advice for so many years on Cat Chat. Welcome to your new home on the radio.
Thank you, Tracy, and congratulations for this new venture. I love the title Cat Crazy.
Well, you know what? Fabulous. It definitely fits you. It fits you before it fits me.
I'm not that crazy cat lady. I don't want anybody to think that.
No, but you are crazy about them. For those of you that are new to Dr. Elizabeth, I know we have lots of old cat chat listeners, but lots of new Cat Crazy listeners. Dr. Elizabeth had her own feline-only practice in Southern California and bred ossicats, which in her position as an important woman in the pet pharmaceutical and wellness industry, she no longer has time to breed her kitties, but she went to many cat shows, won many cat championships. She also spent a number of years. She also has a law degree because you know how it is. You get a veterinary degree that only takes half your life. So why not get a law degree while you're at it? She's right. Like one of the smartest chicks you will ever meet and really knowledgeable about cats and especially cat nutrition. She worked at two of the biggest, most famous, most powerful pet companies, pet food companies in the world, not just America, and came around to understanding. And this is how she and I met about 8 years ago. That dry food for cats, which is what all these companies sell and make and want you to eat, want your kitties to eat, is actually kitty crack and bad for you. Elizabeth, I'm going to just give the stage to you and make pretend that our audience is a new client in your feline-only practice, which you no longer have but had for a long time with many devoted clients. And make pretend I come in and say, Dr. Elizabeth, I'm so proud to tell you I never feed my cat real meat or real food. I only feed dry kibble. Why don't you explain to our audience why you have to step back and take a deep breath and calm yourself down and try to sound reasonable when you explain to them why is kitty crack and it can kill your cat?
Right. Well, it's funny you bring up that particular scenario because it certainly did happen many times in my practice. Although it was funny because the cat owners would often get a very sheepish look on their face and say, okay, every once in a while when we barbecue chicken, we'll let Buffy have a little bit of our chicken from our plates. But that almost never happens, and we know it's terrible, and we'll never do it again. And by this time, of course, I'm grinning from ear to ear and I'm just really having a great old time listening to them being honest and confessing all of their guilty sins to me.
Yes.
Because I'm going to, of course, tell them that the best part of Buffy's diet was what they thought they shouldn't be giving to Buffy. And that, of course, opens their eyes. I mean, I don't mean opens their eyes in a figurative sense. I mean, literally their eyes get big as saucers and they're going, what? You're saying the exact opposite from everything I've ever heard or read, that I should never, ever feed anything that doesn't come out of a bag or a can to my cat, particularly out of a bag, which is better for their teeth, and on and on. Yes, as you can imagine from what I'm saying here, that my office visits were generally 30 to 45 minutes. Sometimes they were even an hour long.
Wow.
Because backing up from that position and telling them really about the evolution of the cat and a lot about the cat's physiology and metabolism, before I told them then that I really didn't ever want them to feed dry food again and why, that it was sort of like them reaching for a bag of Cheetos or Fritos mm-hmm. or Chex Mix mm-hmm. off of their pantry shelf to give to their child, which they only do feeling guilty when the child has been very good and they want to treat them. It was quite a revelation. It was an aha moment for many people mm-hmm. who mm-hmm. would tell me that they were shocked and amazed, but that it all made sense once I got done with the 45-minute consult where I explained to them why the dry processed food, which is essentially just breakfast cereal for cats, was not an appropriate exclusive diet, was by no means complete and balanced, and would ultimately, for a large number of cats, end in very serious chronic disease and even death.
Which I'm sure had people, as you say, their mouth in an O like Betty Boop and their yeah. eyes as wide as saucers, because what I found on Cat Chat and what I'm finding on Cat Crazy as people listen to the podcast and listen to us live is that that people that own cats, unlike people that own dogs, who God bless all of we dog owners and lovers, but we kind of think we already know everything. And the beauty of cat owners is really open-minded. Tell me, how do I make my cat happy? Tell me, how do I make my cat healthy? I think I know, but I'm open to anything you tell me because my cat's a mystery to me and I'm just not sure. And it's so amazing to have cat owners that had been told and seduced this really commercial story, feed only kitty crack. And I coined that phrase and I know you have picked up that flag and waved it many times yourself.
I love it because it's so true.
It's so true. I mean, crack is a very harmful and extremely addictive substance that gives great pleasure
exactly.
when it reaches the pleasure center of the brain of the human and gets them hooked on it. Swell stuff from that point of view, right. Not such great stuff from the point of view of the wellness, the ongoing wellness of that cat going forwards, because they are an obligate carnivore and aren't even their organs, their digestive system, their enzymes, their digestive enzymes don't even know what to do with carbs. It is a wonderful thing I can say about cat owners that I really admire the openness and I really admire the enthusiasm with which they receive startling, surprising, contradictory information. Because in their heart and in their mind, it's like, that makes sense. Cats should eat a mouse or a bird or a caterpillar or a lizard or a bug. That's what they're supposed to be eating. You know, unlike a dog that could eat anything and everything. I mean, their digestive system has evolved to be completely different. I mean, what is our favorite phrase? Cats are not little dogs, darn it.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
Do not
that's
be thinking exact. About that. I'm going to give out our call-in number again because those of you listening are thinking, where is Amy Shojai? Who's Dr. Elizabeth? Well, the number to call and have us explain that to you is 888-429-5471. We have Robin on the phone, who may be Robin covered in cat hair. Robin, who is one of the special friends of the show. Robin, is that you?
It is I. Hello, ladies. Good evening.
Marvelous. Good
evening. Robin has a very cool blog called Covered in Cat Hair, and she is, in fact, very often covered in cat hair. She does a lot of cat fostering and, you know, finding homes, and she has a bathroom with a kitty cam set up, and she's really a dedicated cat lover. You know, she puts her heart and her money where her mouth is. So it is great to have you call in, Robin. I'd love you to meet Dr. Elizabeth. Do you have any questions, any feline medical questions about any of the kitties that are under your roof?
You know, I do, but I'd like to just jump in and just add a little 2 cents to the little bit that I just heard about diet.
Good,
and
go ahead.
Just to let you guys know that the reason why my cat rescue is called the new breed of cat rescue is because we actually make our adopters sign a contract that they will not feed dry food to their cats.
I have Yay! Got chills all over. Robin, I did never knew this about you, and I just truly got genuine, measurable goosebumps.
Bless
that
you.
Is so thrilling. Do you know that when Dr. Elizabeth was breeding cats, and I know this secondhand from a man who was the head, yeah. well, I can just say, University of Texas Medical School, and he told me at a vet conference once, I wanted to buy one of her Ossicats, but she was going to make me sign a contract that I'd never feed dry food. Well, I can't promise that. So, Robin, you are amazing. You are doing the greatest. You are doing the real new breed.
And I don't care.
Wow. You make such a statement by having that policy. You not only, obviously the direct benefit is that the animals that go through your organization have a better life on the other side, but it makes a statement and I think makes quite an impression on all of the people that hear about that policy. They have to step back and sort of wonder about it and hopefully do some research and bring themselves up to speed.
Robin, that's amazing because running a rescue and being a foster mom, which is almost, you know, like harder because you don't know how long some of those kittens and cats are going to stay with you, depending on their issues.
Right.
It really, you're making a great sacrifice personally because you could say, you know what, look, I know wet food is important. They're carnivores. It's the only thing they should be eating. But really, I got to find homes for these cats because I got to pay my own mortgage and I got to eat myself. So I can't be this you know, absolute. And yet you are. Oh my God, I love you to pieces back. I had no idea.
And I actually just got home from doing an adoption, and this guy, once I gave him some education about proper nutrition, not only is the cat he just adopted going to be fed actually a raw diet, but his other two cats, one who's 8 years old, is transitioning over to a raw diet too.
Wow.
Excellent. Excellent. You saved two of them.
Yeah, that's right. Robin, I don't know if I don't think I ever offered you this because it just didn't cross my mind, but I'd like to send you a bunch of free coupons for Precious Cat Kitten Attract Litter. And you can give those, you can use them yourself for your fosters, or if you have a really great adopter, you can give them one. They're each worth, I think, like $20 worth of Precious Cat Litter. And I would love to do that.
Awesome.
As Precious Cat's way of supporting what you're doing. They do give big donations of litter to rescues and shelters across the country. But these, I'm going to send the coupons. So to RadioPetLady@gmail.com, send me your mailing address. That's the very least you deserve. We are so thrilled to hear from you. I'm telling you, this has made my night, Elizabeth. This is out of the blue.
Me too.
She's called in twice before. She's adorable. She's so funny. Last week was April Fool's. And just tell Elizabeth this because she'll get such a kick out of it. People are such boobs. Yep. She had the funniest April Fool's gag on her website, and people on Facebook were freaking out and furious at her. Robin, tell her your April Fool's joke was. It was just so great.
Well, I told everybody that I was closing down Kitten Associates because I didn't think I was doing a good job rescuing cats, and what I was going to open is a rock rescue called Pebble Associates.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that hilarious?
So I did
too,
like,
funny.
Yeah, I did, instead of Pet Finder, I did a Pet Rock Finder page. And I have this adoption flyer that's really hilarious. It's got a picture of a boulder on it, but its name is Mittens. And I'm hoping that I can find Mittens a home because Mittens can be indoor-outdoor.
She was
Oh my God.
And I said, I want to adopt Mittens. How big is the boulder? She said, 2 tons. I said, okay, never mind. Yeah. I guess I can adopt Mittens. It was great.
Doesn't eat much either.
That's right. And no litter needed. But I will say
and
this,
no
Robin.
Sorry.
That to be the person with that sense of humor and yet take nutrition and wellness so seriously on the other side is like the most beautiful combination. Because if you can't laugh, you're going to cry in life, right?
That's right.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. And, you know, here's the thing. I want you to send your mailing address so you can have the Precious Cat Kitten Attract coupons for you to use and to give to your that particularly that adopter who's going to go to Raw, right, for his kitties. I mean, we got to love that guy.
He's doing it.
I love it. Do you have a question for Dr. Elizabeth? She's a fountain of knowledge.
I do have a question if she has a moment. I have a 9-month-old neutered male cat tested for everything, negative. Did a full CBC, everything's perfect, and did a Bartonella test on him, but something's wrong with him. A month ago, he became withdrawn. He was running a little bit of a fever, and he just wasn't really happy anymore. It's like something happened to him, and we can't figure out what's the matter.
How old did you say he was, Robin?
He's 9 months.
9 months.
Yep.
Well, but all his blood work at this moment is completely normal. Is he eating? Well,
he is eating. He actually even plays a little bit, but compared to the way he was, he is significantly more withdrawn and not really, like, he used to jump a couple of feet in the air after a toy, and now he will hardly even jump on the bed.
Okay, so I'm going to give a little answer that will put another smile on Elizabeth's face tonight. My question would be, what had changed in your environment? Did another cat come in, or more cats come in, or was he a loner and suddenly had other cats? And do you have feel-away diffusers, and have you sprayed all of the living areas for him with feel-away? And it turns out that Elizabeth happens to be the huge company that makes feel-away and Adaptil. That's where she works now. So the pheromones is something that I have learned about through Elizabeth, and they are some of the most fundamental sponsors of this show. And I use that answer without Elizabeth here. Yeah. If you've been listening, you know that. I mean, how many sort of behavior, emotional issues it seems to help. Have you got them going, or can you not afford to have feel-away with, with the...
We do have them. We actually have them in the room, but he's in a room with cats that he's been with for months on end. So he has not had a change unless one of the cats maybe, like, beat the tar out of him or something, which I find highly unlikely because they all got along just beautifully. And I thought maybe he injured himself, but my vet checked him over. And we just can't, and he wouldn't have a fever if he was injured.
Right.
So,
well,
we're just,
you know,
figure out
I agree with Tracy that it would be good to take as much as we can, take behavioral issues like intimidation. And, you know, it's interesting. Yeah. You said they get along great. And I am sure, Robin, that you are very good at observing and interpreting cat behavior. I'm sure of that. What's interesting, though, and I know you know this, Robin, is cats are very subtle. Dogs, not so much. If a dog wants to say, get out of my way, or behave yourself because I'm alpha over you, they growl.
Right.
Their behaviors are quite overtly intimidating. With cats, it's very subtle. They are very Machiavellian, and it can you never see the intimidation, but boy, does that other cat know about it. And so oftentimes in multi-cat households, people say, my cats get along great, and yet there is a pariah cat, we call this.
Yes.
This is the one at the bottom of the heap who isn't necessarily being beat up, but is being intimidated. Can't get to the box, can't get to the food, can't get to the water, can't get to anything that makes life worth living for a cat. And so, you know, they're actually being systematically terrorized, and the owners have no clue because it's so subtle.
Yes.
So that's one thing.
Well,
you want to take that off the table, but I agree with you about the fever. That's worrisome, and I want to give you a watch out here, and it's a really ugly thing to suggest to you, but I want you to be sort of thinking about it at the back of your mind as time goes on, because if we've got this problem, you're going to know about it eventually, and I want you to sort of be alert. We do see FIP, and of course
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, he's in exactly the age range where we can see either wet or dry. Usually the very young kittens get the wet form. The 2 and 3 year old cats get the dry form, and older cats. And this 9 month cat can get either, and sometimes they even get, both forms. And that's the stealth disease that you see in the young cat with the kind of history that this guy's probably got that comes on really weird. You know, it's just an ain't doing right cat that just doesn't have any blood changes, isn't losing weight, isn't vomiting, isn't refusing food. But as weeks and months go on, the symptoms start adding up, and eventually you get your diagnosis. But right now, it's just sort of sitting there simmering. So just have that in the back of your mind, and I hope to God it's not that.
I do. I already did, because I noticed that the cat used to fly around the room. He was an alpha cat.
Yeah.
And now he's not. He just won't even jump after anything. But he also does do the slightest little cry once in a while. So I wonder if he is in pain. So I think my next step, if you agree, I think I'm going to have him x-rayed just to make sure we didn't miss something.
Sure. Absolutely. And you can do FIP testing, but as you know, FIP testing is really just for exposure, and so many cats have been exposed. And so it wouldn't tell you that this is what you're dealing with right now anyway, so it's a waste of money. Really, with a cat that you're a little worried about on this, you really have to rule everything else out and then keep your fingers crossed and just hope to gosh it goes away and you never ever know, but at least it wasn't that. But I always worry about that.
It's a great question, and it may put your mind somewhat to rest. And everyone listening that doesn't know what FIP is, it's feline infectious peritonitis. And it was something that I spent at least half hour on last week's The Expert Vet with Dr. Donna, because she wanted to share some very exciting news that there is a new treatment for FIP, which previously was almost universally a fatal disease. And there's now an effective treatment. The treatment they used to have, she goes into it in great detail, maybe lengthen life by a month or two. And the treatment they now have is completely different and way better. And if you listen to that show, Robin, I know that as a rescuer, Dr. Donna, who is who is really a second opinion vet, she's a board certified internist, she would give you feedback without charging you because you have a rescue and do fostering, and she's really generous. So if you can listen to the podcast of last week's The Expert Vet, listen to her talk about FIP, see if any of that makes sense. And then write to me at radiopetlady@gmail.com. I'll pass it on to Dr. Donna, and she may be able to – it's something she's been studying a lot recently. So maybe she can, you know, confirm, eliminate the doubt, or at least give you some hope about this treatment, okay?
Excellent. That would be wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call, darling. We're looking forward to your mailing address for all the goodies coming your way. And keep up the great work. And we're very proud of everything you stand for, really. It's fabulous.
Thank you.
Thank
you
so much.
Have a wonderful evening.
You've made our night, honestly. The number to call is 888-429-5471. We're going to pop off for a break. When we come back, Dr. Elizabeth and I are going to try to get back to the kitty crack conversation, but we got a couple of years ahead of us, so we don't have to get it all in one night. We're going to be right back. This show is supported by the pheromone products Feelaway for cats and Adaptil for dogs. Pheromones are chemical communicators that replicate a natural signal of comfort in your pet's brain. Veterinary behaviorists often recommend Feelaway and Adaptil as stress relievers to help solve behavior problems. Pheromones can help adopted cats and dogs make the adjustment and comfort new puppies and kittens experiencing the fear and loneliness of leaving their litters. Feelaway diffusers and spray for cats help with feline behavior issues in a multi-cat household. Look for Feelaway and Adaptil at RadioPetLady.com, where there's a discount to buy them from Dr. Sean's online store, PetCareNaturally.com. This show is also brought to you by Nordic Naturals for people and their pets. Nordic Naturals has been providing people around the world with high-quality omega-3 oils for decades, with third-party testing for purity and freshness. Research has shown that even the best diets are deficient in the essential fatty acids found in omega-3 oils, and daily supplementation helps maintain optimal health for all members of the family. Nordic Naturals Omega Pet products bring the same health benefits to the cats and dogs in your family when you add Nordic Naturals omega-3 fish oil to their bowls every day. VaxiCheck wants to know, are you worried about the harmful side effects of over-vaccinating your dog? But is your vet worried whether your dog still has protection from previous vaccinations? VaxiCheck is a new blood titer test done right in your veterinarian's office while you wait. It shows whether your dog has immunity to the deadly core diseases, distemper, parvovirus, and hepatitis, and needs revaccination or not. VaxiCheck should be used on puppies to confirm whether their puppy shots really worked. Shelters should use VaxiCheck on new arrivals to separate healthy dogs from unprotected ones. VaxiCheck, for your dog's safety and your peace of mind. And VaxiCheck for cats is coming soon. We are back. I am here with Dr. Elizabeth Hodgkins, the official vet of Cat Crazy, as she was the official vet of Cat Chat for so many years. And we have someone. Yes.
Just a second. If you will get an address for me for the last caller.
For Robin.
For Robin. Yes, I would. I'm going to send her some feel away.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's definitely. So great. I mean, you should
see her.
The
least we can do.
I think you're so right. And I mean, you should see her house. I don't know if she has a bathroom to use herself, but she has one whole bathroom set aside for these little kittens. And there's a kitty cam. and it's live all the time so that, you know, potential adopters can see. But she fosters all these cats. That would be so great. So, Robin, I know you're still listening. This is Christmas very early for you, or very late. You know, either we missed Christmas and your birthday or we're getting it early. But you're going to get the precious cat litter, and you're going to get Feel Away. Oh, that's great, because, see, she already uses it. And we know that real Feel Away, not the stuff that's sold in pet stores that uses a little bit of it. You know, I guess they have a license from your company to use a little bit of it, but it's not pure and powerful like the real Feel Away, right?
Are you talking about the Comfort Zone product?
Yeah.
It actually is. And there's a little bit of a history there that I think your listeners might be interested in. Siva only came into the United States in 2007. It's actually been producing and marketing Feel Away around the world for a lot longer than that, but it was not in the United States. And so it licensed Feel Away in the Comfort Zone form to the company that supplies PetSmart and some other outlets under a different name, under Comfort Zone, which was not the name that was used in the United Kingdom and other places in the world. So Comfort Zone actually predates Feel Away, and Feel Away came to the U.S. when Siva entered the U.S. in 2007. So they actually are both the same product.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Yes. I didn't know that. I thought it was like a dumbed-down version, if you will. So I'm glad to know that.
Correct. Those two names people can trust. If you see other names other than Comfort Zone and Feel Away, I'd stay away. You can get those two names easily enough. So if it doesn't say one of those two names, I'd stay away. And Feel Away is the exclusive brand for veterinarians for sure.
Right, because that's where they sell it, and the Adaptil for dogs.
Correct.
Well, we have a wonderful friend, originally of Cat Chat, but now of Cat Crazy, and of my show on NPR, Dog Talk and Kitties, too, that you have been on many times, Elizabeth. And it's just so amazing that on the night that I'm introducing you to the audience that Stacey Foreman should call in. But Stacey and her husband created Waruva, the most amazing canned pet food company. It's the first one ever that I've ever heard of where it was made in a human food factory of human ingredients. Stacey, welcome to Cat Crazy. It is great to have you here.
Hi, Tracy, and Dr. Elizabeth. Hi, thank you so much.
Hi, Stacey.
It's a pleasure to have you here. You and your husband and I were cooking up a plan today to sort of have a kickoff to Cat Crazy the way we did with Cat Chat many, many, many years ago, which was when Elizabeth also first joined the party, which is to announce tonight that we're going to have the Waruva Biggest Kitty Loser Contest, Elizabeth, which, if you recall, it was the greatest contest ever, right, Stace? Because all you have to do, guys, to enter the contest is have a fat cat. If you have a fat cat, it's not because what do people say he's got big bones or it's just in his genes. No, it's because you're feeding kitty crack. So if you have a fat cat.
They're not voluptuous. Yes.
That's right. It's not voluptuous. It's not that you want to be that fat girl in Bridesmaids who's a marvelous actress. It's that you're feeding kitty crack to an obligate carnivore. And Waruva being the pet food in a can, the cat food in a can, that many of the diabetes rescues use to rehabilitate cats who are diabetic and won't leave their kitty crack because they are that addicted, they will often spring for Waruva, which is expensive because the really addicted cats are also smart enough to sort of hold out for something that's real human-grade shredded chicken. So here's all you have to do.
Right.
You have to... Let's see. I guess you have to send it to radiopetlady@gmail.com. And we're going to post the photos on my Facebook page because that's more fun for everybody because we're trying to be very, like, hip and now and not do it on my website. We're going to be Facebooking it. And the winners, there's going to be a lot of winners, not just one winner. In fact, the original Biggest Kitty Loser contest, the gag at the end was everybody won something. And I would like to say you all will win something. But the big winners will get some cats in the kitchen from Waruva or a case of Waruva or a case of Solistic. There's so many cool foods that you guys are making. And I just want to say that your dedication, Stacey, yours and David's, to, of course, for little dogs too, because your foods are precious and delish for little dogs, not affordable for your 100-pounders like I've got. But your dedication to wet food only for cats, which if you listen to the show for the next, you know, through the rest of the hour, you will hear the Waruva ad that I created and that people here. It's really amazing. You've been asked many times, why don't you make dry food? And the answer is because they're cats. That's sort of the whole answer. They're cats.
Exactly.
So tell us a little about you've been doing some feral cat craziness. What's going on with that?
Yes, my new mission. We, as you know, we recently moved to Florida, and there is, as is everywhere, but a tremendous feral cat population. And, you know, in Florida, most of the places are developments or gated communities that you live in. And we had a colony living, and my three-year-old son would always say, oh, Mommy, those little cats, they don't have a home. And we have too many, so I think we should give it to Aunt Dina, which is my sister, because she only has two dogs. So he thought that we should give all these homeless cats to my sister.
It just started becoming
a little bit out of control where, you know, somewhat taking over people's backyards, and some people in particular were not very happy about it and on the verge of doing something, I want to say, horrible to the cats to get rid of them. And I worked in conjunction with a couple of people, and we had a successful TNR of initially 11 cats. And I got in touch with a woman who does rescue here in Florida. I can't mention her name because it was on the hush-hush that she took all these cats from me. But she did take 11 of the cats. The 12th one she took reluctantly, but it was part of the family. She didn't want to split the family up. And some of these were the real rough and tough males. And I had to house some of these in my house for, you know, maybe a day until I could get them to the rescue. So I had them caged, but in my house, and they were
wild,
you know,
wild, right?
Very, very wild, wild. And, you know, the males, especially with cuts and, you know, scrapes and all different injuries everywhere. I mean, it's very, very sad to see. And just very feral. So we were able to clean them up, get them all spayed and neutered, and, you know, all the shots and everything that they would need, got them off to live in a feral colony.
Nice.
Outdoors in a really, really nice place. And then I caught number 13. And I said, oh, no. I can't think of calling this woman. Can you please take another one? And I had her in my house, you know, like I did with the others, for a little bit before I could get her spayed. And, well, I thought neutered because I thought it was a boy.
Okay.
Turned out to be a little girl. Anyway, she is a sweetheart. And my vet said to me, because I have a very good relationship with my vet here. She helped me when,
well, I'm,
you
sure
know,
you do. You pay the vet's whole mortgage, please. With all the animals you have,
and
of course it's a good relationship.
With all the animals. And so she said, I'll take her and I'll adopt her out. In my room, she's very into rescue and adoption. And
nice.
She's a wonderful, wonderful person. And she had the cat for 2 days. And my husband and I, you know, David and I, every night going to bed, what should we do with this cat? We just felt so terrible because she's so afraid and hiding in the back of a cage. How is she going to get adopted? We looked at each other on Friday and said, all right, let's just go get her because we can't, the thought of her sitting in that cage. So here we have number four. The Waruva clan has another sister, and she's right now getting acclimated to the house. So she hasn't met her siblings yet. She's only met Bela, the dog. We're slowly acclimating her because, as you know, we have a crazy household here.
They also have twin little girls in addition to the three-year-old. So these are not people that have nothing else to do, and they run this company.
They just
need to spend all this time on one little old 13th kitty.
So every night when we put everybody to bed, we go and we hang out with her and sit with her and pet her and talk to her and feed her and do everything. And, you know, we are trying to spend a lot of time and get her comfortable. But she is a true sweetheart, and there's no way I could have put her back outside.
So she
is now living with us. And, you know, my three-year-old said to me tonight, Mommy, you have to come with me to the safari because my mother-in-law took him last week. And I said, Tyler, I don't have to go to safari to see the wild animals. I live amongst all the wild animals, including you children. So
You have exactly. your very own Waruva Safari at home. You know what I would love to do, Stace, if you would, is Dr. Elizabeth feeds raw. Don't you, Elizabeth, feed only raw, frozen?
I do.
But on the other hand, you know a lot of people with cats who you obviously have an extended cat relationship.
I would love to send a gift package out.
I would love it.
Absolutely.
It would be so cool if you could introduce her to some of the Waruva foods. I mean, Cats in the Kitchen is so amazing. They're in pouches.
Oh, absolutely. The Cats in the Kitchen, the Waruva, the BFF.
Yummy.
I mean, absolutely.
They're
delicious.
And it's
always, you know,
if you have guests over and you haven't had time to cook, they'll absolutely never know. Just serve it over rice.
Just slap it on a cracker. They'll never know.
Oh, yeah. The duck
or if
chicken,
you're in a pinch or you ever
so
need
fragrant.
The next
it's
best
like,
thing to raw.
Yeah, it's like you're in a French restaurant that people will just not know. Your doctor will add a little Worcestershire or something.
I would love it. Oh, my gosh. Well, I do have one cat that is a cat that I got from someone else and who is addicted to commercial. And I've got that cat on canned because I've never been able to successfully make the transition. And I don't hate canned nearly as much as I do dry. But believe me, if that cat would go for Waruva, I would be a very happy camper. And I'm sure my others would love it, too. And I, if it's not cereal-based, I'm all for it. And I would love to find out more.
It is so far
Perfect.
From cereal-based.
Absolutely.
I mean, the one that's the most famous, Paul Lickin' Chicken, is shredded chicken. That's what it is. Shredded human breast chicken meat. You see it, you touch it, you could lick your own fingers. I mean,
breast meat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really cool. Stacey, you are amazing. What is the new cat named?
Her name is Monty. She was found on the name of the street was Monte Vista.
Okay.
And M-O-N-T-E, Monte Vista Road.
Right.
And I brought her to my vet and they said, okay, well, what's her name? And what's the name? And I just was on the spot and said, okay, Monty. But I changed it to M-O-N-T-I
name.
Because it's a girl now. So her name
so
is Monty.
Well, I just want to say to everybody that if you guys want your cats to live a long and healthy life, you got to get them off of any dry food. And if your cat weighs, what is our number, Elizabeth, to be in the biggest kitty loser contest? Would you say for just a normal domestic short-haired or long-haired cat, 15 pounds, anything over that is overweight? We're not talking Maine Coon. We're not talking Norwegian Forest Cat. We're talking any cat you have. And I had this posted once on Catster, and people went ballistic. It's got big bones. It's long.
Oh,
it's
nonsense.
All muscle.
Nonsense,
no, my friends, it's fat.
My sturdiest Aussie cat
is
13 pounds,
they're not 15 pounds.
So we're saying 15 pounds, guys. All you have to do is send me a photo of your kitty to radiopetlady@gmail.com. Every week I'll be reminding you. I'll actually remind people in all the other shows, too, because why not? There's fat cats everywhere. And you need to know that a fat cat is a cat in jeopardy of being very ill, could even die from being fat. Just being fat could kill them. And that's from eating dry food. So Waruva wants you to know that they don't make dry food. The biggest profit margin in the pet food industry, Elizabeth, you can certainly attest to that, having worked at these companies, is in the bag, not in the can. And David and Stacy walk away from that money every day of the week because they do not want to poison cats with dry food.
Nope.
And I just really
salute you
for that.
I know it sounds cliche, but we really do care too much.
Yep.
You do. I know. It sounds like a cliche until people hear that there's more animals than humans in your house, and there's a lot of humans already. And it never ends.
You know what? I honestly, sometimes I like my animals more than people.
Well,
they are my children. They are my children.
I know. You're
Absolutely.
So good to them. I know. I've seen you up close and personal looking at Pet Finder and getting all gooey-eyed. I know how you are. So thank you for all that you do with your company and with your products and with your own personal life. And it would be so great to introduce Elizabeth to some of the beautiful things you make. You have amazing freeze-dried protein treats, but every kind of imaginable food. So yummy.
Yes.
Thanks,
and
Stace.
To Webster, that is kitty crack. I will tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
Webster will do anything for those treats.
Yep.
And by the way, Webster, Rudy,
Absolutely.
And Vanessa is how the bizarre name Waruva came up. Webster, Rudy, and Vanessa was their original three adopted kitties.
Oh, wow. I was wondering
yep,
about
that's
that.
That's where it came from because all my years.
And then
I've
we
had
Baron, and now we have Bela, and now we have Monty. So I just say it's Waruva Bam. We have Waruva the B-A and then the M. So we are Waruva
God.
Bam now.
God knows what's coming next.
Emerald will be after you
grows and grows and grows.
That's right, exactly. Have a great, great night, and thanks for calling, Stacey. Really, thanks for your
Thank you so much. Thanks, and thank you, Dr. Elizabeth.
Have a great night.
Thanks.
We're going to go off to another break. When we come back, Dr. Elizabeth and I would love to hear from any of you. 888-429-5471 right after we come back. This show is brought to you by Halo Holistic Natural Dog and Cat Foods, which are made from real ingredients you can recognize. Read the ingredients on the label of your own dry dog food. Can you identify what's in there? Halo uses real meat in their kibble, no rendered byproducts, chicken meal, or chemicals. The company emphasizes giving back by making donations to shelters through freekibble.com because Halo believes less fortunate felines and canines deserve great nutrition too. Halo is a private company partly owned by Ellen DeGeneres, where they are genuinely dedicated to keeping your pet happy and healthy inside and out. This show is also supported by Platinum Performance Canine Wellness Formula, which is a comprehensive nutritional supplement for dogs. It provides a special blend of more than 55 nutrients to improve the health of each of your dog's 12 trillion cells. Healthy cells mean a healthy dog. In a scientific study of learning ability, the dogs who took Platinum Performance Supplement had better memory of new skills they learned compared to the control group of dogs that did not get Platinum Performance. To give your dog that mental edge, especially as she ages, go to RadioPetLady.com to get free samples and learn more. And there's a Platinum Feline formula for cats, too. Support for this show comes from The Honest Kitchen, a family-owned company that makes dehydrated pet foods from 100% human-grade ingredients. Lucy at The Honest Kitchen knows that the least processed foods are the most nutritious and developed her unique foods based on this principle. The Honest Kitchen's all-natural, clean, safe products can assist cats and dogs with chronic health issues like itchy skin, ear infections, and digestive problems, which are often linked to a diet of poor quality or highly processed ingredients. Just add water to the dry mix to create a fresh, warm, healthy meal for your cat or dog. Go to RadioPetLady.com to call The Honest Kitchen for a free consultation about which recipe is right for your pet and to get free samples. And Dr. Elizabeth and I are back. Another few words about kitty crack, because I think this is a concept that to many people listening live and listening in the days and weeks ahead to the podcast is still that hard one to wrap their mind around, because people for years on Cat Chat on Sirius XM would say, but my vet told me it's good for their teeth. And I would always say, Dr. Elizabeth says, if when you leave your dentist after your twice a year dental cleaning and your twice daily teeth brushing, if even so, your dentist gives you a bag of Fritos and says, be sure to rub this on your teeth until your next visit, then that would be a good way to clean your cat's teeth. How do we get in this pickle where people bought the idea that crunching on an extruded, highly processed, carb-based food sprayed with fats and chemicals was somehow a teeth cleaner? How did we all swallow that one?
Nice pun.
Thank you.
If you think about it, it has a very superficial, intuitive appeal, okay? It, you know, we think, oh, crunch must break the tartar and the calculus and the plaque off our teeth. And in fact, that intuitive appeal is not entirely misguided. If you think about it, how do animals in the wild keep their teeth clean? Because if they're not accidentally killed or preyed upon by some other animal, they can live fairly long lives out in the wild. So how do they do without having their teeth cleaned by some vet? Well, they're eating an awful lot of bony material. And of course, cats chew the bones of the birds they eat, the bones of the rodents they catch. The crickets, let me tell you, a cricket is really, really hard on the exterior of the teeth. You crunch a cricket and it's going to take some plaque off. And that's their normal diet,
Tracy. I'm going to remember that. That's really, and what about the fur? I mean, as you're chewing through the mouse or the chipmunk, my husband shouldn't hear me say that, he loves them so much, or the baby rabbit, you're chewing through the fur, and that has a real serious teeth cleaning, just like for some dogs, carrying around a stuffed animal can actually function that way.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. There's a lot of things that cats and dogs, too, will do in their natural wild state that will keep their mouths healthy. Now, so you think people go, well, this is crunchy. This kibble crunches. Well, why wouldn't that be like the bone of the prey animal? Well, because just like Fritos, just like when we eat Fritos, we go brush our teeth. We don't.
That's
our mouth
right.
doesn't feel clean. Our mouth actually feels dirtier.
Yes.
There's a lot of oil in addition to all of the extruded starch that's in this kibble. And what actually happens, it does crunch for a second, but then as the saliva dissolves that kibble, it gets deposited in little particles. Just like when we eat Fritos or any of the kind of snack foods that we eat, the little particles get deposited up around the base of the teeth, around the roots and in the gums. And then this starch starts to provide a medium for bacteria. Not only is it not good for cleaning teeth, it actually sets up a wonderful situation for bacterial decay of the teeth and infection of the gums. So it's an absolute negative. Now, I can hear some of your listeners going, oh, but you know, there are these products out there. Like, well, I probably shouldn't mention names, but let's just say one of the largest companies that has prescriptive type products
yes.
has a product out there that is specifically for cleaning the teeth. And they have scientific studies. The interesting thing is that their scientific studies showing that their foods work, their specific tartar control foods work. Were done. These studies were done using their regular diet as the control. So all that tells me is yes, if you've got two choices, if you're on a deserted island with your pet, and the only two choices you've got is their regular maintenance diet or their tartar control diet, go for the tartar control diet because it's slightly better than the other one. But they never looked at any kind of a natural
right.
diet. To see
right.
how much better that would be even than their tartar control diet. So
well, in fact, I remember when the teeth cleaning dry foods came out, and it really made me hot around the collar because I knew full well that any dried food is depositing a bunch of junk on your teeth. And I remember saying to you at the time, "Well, what did they do? Like, grind up a toothbrush in there and tell me your answer about spicules." This was the most amazing thing. It's like, yes, Tracy, they actually did.
Yep.
Explain about the spicules, which is the bristles of a toothbrush kind of ground up in the food.
Yeah, the formula actually contains very hard particulate materials that are in spicule form that form this kind of web. This very hard web within the formula. And if you take one of these kibbles and you slice it in half, you can actually see these spicules. Now, that explains how this tartar control food did a little bit better than the maintenance food. The spicules probably do take a little bit of the material off. Here's the problem. You and I don't eat our toothbrush, right? It wouldn't occur to me to eat my toothbrush, okay? I use it, it scrapes off stuff, and then I, wash it, and then I put it in the glass until the
right.
next use.
Right.
Our pets should actually, if we could get the pet to chew this stuff and then spit it out and rinse,
right.
Then, I'm going to kind of be a lot more interested. But when an animal's actually got to swallow this stuff and put it through the GI tract, make the GI tract deal with it,
and then
pass it out the other end, come on, this is just all nonsense. And as you told your listeners, Tracy, I used to work for these companies. So there was a time when it all made perfect sense to me until I actually sat down and started thinking it through and realized that there was some very significant sleight of hand going on.
And we're all willing victims of it. I mean, no one's got a gun to our head. We just sort of park our common sense and park our IQ at the door and just go, oh, okay, because it's so much easier than opening a can. I mean, is that so hard? But it's really not that we're told you could do this or you could do that. We have been told for about 15 or more years, you must feed dry food only.
That's right.
And many of the companies had vets saying, not only must you feed only dry food to all your animals, but you must only feed one brand, because once they're okay on one brand, don't ever change the brand because they'll get sick. They're going to get diarrhea. They'll vomit. They'll throw up. Are they doing well on it? Don't ever change. It's like, and we were like, oh, okay, officer. It's like so goofy because, of course, who stood to benefit by that advice? We have to go off for our other break. Unfortunately, I've sort of clumped them all together, but you'll be very pleased with the first part of the break. And I want to very briefly, before the end of the show, talk a little bit about the fact that the ticks are out in absolute droves because of the mild winter. So we'll have our third break now, and then afterwards we'll have a few words about Vectra 3D from the woman who invited me to the Las Vegas Western Vet Conference several years ago to have a day and a half lecture on parasitology, so I know how bad the parasites are if I didn't already know it. We'll be right back. This show is brought to you by Vectra 3D for Dogs, a safe and effective topical anti-tick and flea treatment that you put on your dog's skin once a month to repel parasites with the newest technology. In scientific tests, Vectra 3D was shown to create a shield on your dog's skin to repel ticks and kill them fast and reliably for the entire month, while being safe for the people in your family. Older products do not last the full 30 days and only kill ticks that bite your dog, a bite which can actually transmit the many tick-borne diseases. Vectra for cats and dogs who live where there are no ticks is the anti-flea topical treatment that kills all three life cycles of the flea. Vectra is only available from practicing veterinarians. To learn more and find out how your own vet can get the Vectra products, go to RadioPetLady.com. Precious Cat Litter is privately owned by Dr. Elsie, a feline-only veterinarian whose litters are designed to appeal to kitties and protect their health. His renowned Cat Attract litter has a blend of herbs which entice cats into the litter box and overcome litter box problems, which saves lives because out-of-litter box problems are the main reason people give up on their cats. Respiratory Relief Litter is low dust for pussycats with asthma, which makes it healthy for people and other pets in the family, too. Senior and long-haired cat litters protect the health and comfort of those pussycats. Precious Cat donates litter to shelters and rescues across the country. This show is part of the Radio Pet Lady Network, the best pet radio shows in the world. If you're enjoying our show, please go to RadioPetLady.com to see all the other live shows that I co-host. Mondays, there's Cat Crazy with Amy Shojai, who's a certified animal behaviorist who is crazy about cats, followed by The Expert Vet with Dr. Donna giving second opinions on hard-to-treat medical problems. Tuesday is Cat Chat and Dog Talk with Dr. Sean the Natural Vet, and followed by Tracy's long-running NPR show, Dog Talk. Wednesday is Four-Legged Life with Arden Moore, who advocates great ways to enjoy life with your dogs and cats while keeping them safe, followed by Dog Travel Experts, exploring all the ways to get out of the house with your dog from around the block to around the world. Thursday, it's a Dog's Life, discussing dog behavior with trainer Greg Cleva, followed by Pet Food Advisors with Dr. Sean Delaney, a famous veterinary nutritionist with advice about what to feed your cats and dogs. You can listen to any show in the podcast library at RadioPetLady.com. Elizabeth, let's talk a little bit about Vectra and the importance of using it year-round. I think it's in many climates, even Vermont where I live, it only takes a day or two above freezing, even in the dead of winter, for these horrible ticks to, as you, that phrase you say, questing for a blood meal.
It's like a
vampire
so
thing.
So romantic.
It is. It's like all those fabulous vampire movies and TV shows, except for not so fabulous. We've only got a minute, and I'm hoping that you can come back on the show really soon. But I just want
to
urge people, if you live in any state where there have ever been ticks, they're there now, they're out in force, and when they first wake up from their winter's nap and hibernating, they will attach and suck and give your dog a disease. And you can't let that happen. And Vectra 3D is the only way to make sure you got the shield on your dog.
No, that's right. You hit it right on the nose, because we can never know exactly when they'll wake up and come after
that's
the pets.
Right.
You got it. You just got to do it. Do it as a matter of routine.
Yep. Just like the heart guard. You need to use all these products year round. It's no longer a season. There aren't any, you know, I don't know if it's global warming or what it is, but the ticks have figured us out and they're there. I mean, so are the fleas for that matter, but the ticks in particular. So you don't want to later have to deal with Lyme disease or babesiosis or ehrlichiosis or all these osises. They're not fun, and they're a lifetime a sentence of on and off illness. It's much easier to have the shield, and I'm still waiting for the Vectra 3D for the humans.
It's in the mail for your dogs.
Oh, for my dogs. Thank you so much. And then the human one next, and the mini donkey one after that. My mini donkeys do have ticks on their chest when they go out in the woods, so there isn't one for donkeys yet. Maybe someday soon. Thank you, Dr. Elizabeth. I love you to pieces. Thank you so much. Thank you all for listening.
You,
kiss
Tracy.
Your kitties and hug your pooches. We'll talk again next week. Bye for now.